Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chavtes is the topic of when a woman becomes anida during childbirth. The Gemara tells us on Kuf Chavtes Amid Aleph that when there is a moment of psichas hakever, that the uterus has opened up, which of course, when a woman is late in pregnancy, as our Gemara is dealing with, we would be mechalel Shabbos for her, and whether she says she needs it or not, she already has a status of a chola, she yesh ba sakana. And the Gemara asks us, me'emasai psichas hakever, 9 lines from the top on Kuf Chavtes Amid Aleph, and Abaye gives us a rule, mishah sheteshev ala mashber, when she's sitting on the birthing stool. Rav Huna gives us another hagdar, and that is when the blood starts coming out from her body. Now, this teaching of Abaye is actually relevant for a totally different area of halacha, actually the end of Shas, Maseches Nida. Hilchos Nida, Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet Beis, the Rama tells us that even if there's no dam that was seen during childbirth, nevertheless, we have to assume that there was blood, says the Rama, Mipnei she'i'ev shel psichas hakever below dam. It's impossible that the uterus opened and blood didn't come out. Now, this rule has the poskim scrambling over here in Simen Kuv Tzadi Dalad Beis. And what the scramble revolves around, looking for a clear hagdara for our present day circumstance of when does a woman become anida when she is in the process of giving birth. As we will see, the poskim, when they look for a rule, will suggest a few different klalim, but our Gemara is one of the most definitive. And that is when the woman is sitting on the birthing stool, by the way, if unfortunately the hospital is full, and she would already be in the bed that she would be giving birth in, it's just that unfortunately they haven't given her good service, that would also qualify as Yosheves al Mashbir. Then we have the rule of Ein Psichas HaKever below dam. The Torah Shlomim quotes the Nachla Shiva in Simin Tes, who suggests that if that would be so, then any time a woman goes into serious labor and a midwife is called, even if it's what we call forced labor, but if she was already put in the mashber, in the birthing stool, on the birthing bed, in such an instance, then she would have already the din toma. Whether or not she gives birth, if it becomes false labor, the Tshuvas Nachla Shiva and Simin Tes says that she is Tmeya. That's what Torah Shlomim in Oz Beis and Kuf Tzadi Dalet quotes. However, he disagrees and he says we could say Limafreya that if she didn't give birth, we look retroactively and we say, well, it must have been that this barometer didn't apply in such an instance. This is a big discussion in the poskim. The Badei HaShulchan, the excellent Sefer by Rav Yehuda Kohn, quotes this as being one of the most critical criteria of deciding whether a woman is a nida. It's interesting to note, he seems to be machmir in regards to a woman's water breaking, and that we don't have any makar for, that if the water breaks, then she automatically becomes a nida. In fact, although the Badei HaShulchan seems to lean l'chumra, our great Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in a letter in the Sefer Mare Kohen, writes that he writes to him that a woman whose water broke, Isha Sher Gisha Biridas Mayim Bechodesh Hachi Biyamim Hasmuchim Leido Batko Matza Atzma Tahora V'lo Nikar Al Mayim Shum Ad Mumis, if she there was no blood that was found. Ime isha nitmeis on sheres betara. Biuridas mayim greater. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, "Eino nitmas." She does not become tame. Now, Rav Forst, in his excellent book put out by Art Scroll, The Laws of Nida, Volume 1, page 465, suggests that there are poskim who are machmir, like the Badei HaShulchan seemed to be with when her water breaks. That doesn't seem to be found in the Gemara. The Hagdara of Ein Psichas HaKeri B'lo Dam seems to be B'Shar SheYosheves Al HaMashber. And then Rabbi Forrest, when he quotes a lenient opinion, says that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was lenient after a Bedika. Now, in Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's words, he doesn't say that there's a requirement for a Bedika. It remains a little bit unclear to me why Rabbi Forrest requires the woman to do a bedika in such a case. If there was blood, of course, there would be a shaila. However, if there isn't any blood, then there would not be any question involved. Finally, another question that's very, very common, and that is if the mucus plug breaks. Now, the mucus plug is not the blood from the uterus itself. It's a buffer outside of the uterus that is there to protect the baby close to childbirth. Often the mucus plug breaks. However, the blood there, it seems, from what's quoted in the name of doctors, does not actually come from the uterus itself. However, Rav Ozner is nota l'chumra and Kuv Tzadi Dalet Beis Dalet. However, here, Rav Forrest says that others contend that the blood associated with the mucus plug is not uterine in origin and does not render her a nida. And he concludes, discussions with gynecologists support this latter view, which is accepted by many rabbanim. Which leads us from the halacha back to the Gemara. And that is the clear hagdara, it seems, from the poskim, what renders a woman who's giving birth a nida is when she's yosheves al hamashber. If she's bleeding from her uterus, then there are other questions that need to be asked. But in a regular instance, until she's on the birthing stool or she's in a state that she's on the birthing stool, our Gemara had also suggested if she would not be able to walk around, if she have to be carried by her friends, then in such a case, we have to say, Ein psichas hakever below dam. But less than that, it is not clear that at all there would be a chiyuv, both in terms of the breaking of the water, as well as, according to some, in regards to the mucus plug. Finally, it should be noted that one of the great, fantastic poskim, we've quoted Ashkenazic poskim this up until now. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer, Darchei Tahara HaShalem, I'm reading from the new edition on page 159 and 160. I must be mayor the Olam that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu has a different mahalach, where he points out that we would still follow dilation. And if there is dilation of more than two fingers width, so then in such a case we have to be choshesh v'im psichas hakever below dam. However, Rav Ozner in Kuf Tzadi Dalet pointed out that dilation often occurs very early on in the pregnancy. What do we mean early on? In the seventh or eighth month, she'll already be dilated. To say that Ein psichas hakever below dam, she's already a nida already from month seventh or month eighth, is very hard for Rav Ozner to understand. So the presentation of the halachos that we gave up until a minute ago was in the approach based on the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It should be noted, and I just leave off for Gedolei Torah to delve into, and for the minig amongst Svardim to be looked into a little bit more, that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal has a slightly different approach. So bottom line, when a woman is Yosheves al HaMashbir, then we say Ein Psichas HaKever B'lo Dam. There are poskim who are lenient both when the water breaks as well as when the mucus plug comes out, and the clear halacha is what emerges, in this case, actually from the Gemara itself. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chavtes.